This is Bird Note. Purple martins are a kind of swallow. In the pre-colonial U.S., they would nest in abandoned woodpecker holes. Or in the southeast, on the lands of the Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Choctaw, in dried gourds hung up by Native Americans. This relationship might have developed because purple martins defend their turf, says Kelly Applegate, a tribal member and commissioner of natural resources for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe.
Tribes would harvest berries that needed to dry, drying meats or hides that would attract predators. The Native Americans found that if they had this purple martin colony, because they're defensive of their nesting area, they would drive off those things that would come in and try to steal the community's goods.
White settlers copied the practice and put up gourds and birdhouses too. But they also cleared forests where martins once nested and introduced house sparrows and starlings that drove them out of woodpecker holes. Purple martins now depend almost entirely on artificial nest boxes to survive. Kelly is encouraging people to provide homes for purple martins.
My goal is, you know, to see these birds survive. As a tribal member, we try to plan for our next 7 generations to come. And I would enjoy nothing more than to know that this species will be around for our future generations to enjoy the way I do.
Learn more about purple martin conservation on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tanaja Hamilton.